Once again, we'd like to welcome you to Jazz Tones on WCLK 91.9 FM. I'm having a great opportunity to interview Morgan Guerin, the son, yes, of Roland Guerin, born in Baton Rouge, I believe.
Metairie, Louisiana.
And has lived in Atlanta, also resides in New York. He's a multi-instrumentalist. He's come out with two great releases, The Saga and The Saga 2. We're going to talk about his musical experiences, his challenges, and how he's been able to grow at such a phenomenal rate as an instrumentalist. I'd like to welcome you, Morgan.
Thank you for letting me be here.
And, you know, it's a pleasure to bring in a young man of your stature and to talk about your experiences, but I'd like to start from the beginning. You started with music at a very early age. I was told that you were handed drumsticks at 6 months old. Is this true?
I believe so. Either 6 or 4 months. I've heard multiple things. Yeah. I think my grandma said 4 months old.
At 4 months old?
Yeah.
You know, and then you have merged since then in many ways as a child prodigy to be a multi-instrumentalist and continued. What is your greatest inspiration?
Oh, that's not easy. But I guess my greatest inspiration varies, and since I'm a very in the moment person, my greatest inspiration is usually what's going on in the moment, and it's always family. You know, my family inspires me. In terms of music, I have way too many greatest inspirations. I can definitely name a few of them for sure.
Well, I see the Marcellus family is in there, so let's start with them.
Yeah, well, definitely. Ellis and Jason, Marcellus in particular, those two have been around my childhood for a lot. And my father played with Jason and Marcus Roberts Trio. I was always around Ellis growing up in the city. Just really honored to be around those.
You expanded it to Herlin Riley, Jimmy Cobb, Esperanza Spalding, the great Alan Toussaint, Freddie Cole, and now you're with Terry Lynn Carrington.
Terry Lynn Carrington, yes, indeed.
You're a drummer, Terry Lynn's a drummer, so you take another role.
Yeah, I'm playing bass, saxophone, and Evie in that band.
You're playing bass?
I'm playing bass.
Upright bass, electric bass?
Electric.
Electric bass. Your ability to be that versatile in many ways. You have your own band and you play with. How's the experience with Terry Lynn?
It's amazing. I mean, she's been a mentor of mine since 2014. And she's incredible. The way she approaches music, the way she thinks about music is completely unlike anybody else. And she really pushes me to, you know, bring what I can bring in to open up my mind to new ideas and to new experiences that I haven't experienced. You know, she's way older than me. I'm young, you know, so it's great. I mean, and she, not only is she one of my favorite drummers, she also plays with some of my favorite musicians, Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter, Esperanza Spalding, to name a few. I mean, I don't know. It's really an honor to be in her band.
Well, before we go into what you're going to do this weekend at the Atlanta Jazz Festival, you have two great releases that you come out with. And I really want to discuss them. You play tenor sax, alto sax, and EWI means every wind instrument. Every electronic instrument.
No, just electronic wind instrument.
Okay. And all-star cast with some of the great people that you, including your father, on electric bass. And you got Dashiell Smith, who's from here.
Yeah.
And host of others. This was the first release. How did you come about your concepts for the first release?
Well, basically, let me backtrack. I moved to Atlanta in 2009, and I didn't really have, I did have friends I could play with. You know, I went to Georgia State, the Rialto Youth Jazz program, Jordan Vernick.
Gordon Vernick,
definitely. Right. Mm-hmm. I did have people to play with, but I did a lot of stuff on my own. And the way my house was set up, I had a bunch of space just to be myself, you know. So over time, I just started collecting more and more instruments and recording things. And I didn't, the idea of an album didn't come to mind until I had all these songs that I've just been working on for so long. I'm like, maybe I should do something with these, you know? And I'm probably like 16 or 17 at the time. And I don't know, it was a risk. I self-released it. I self-released both of them, but it was just a risk that I was just really down to take, you know?
You did more than a risk.
Yeah.
You gathered a lot of acclaim. To quote the Raven, Nevermore, a great writer of a blog, Ralph Mariello wrote about you on his blogspot on Notes on Jazz.
Yeah, Ralph is great. I love Ralph.
He's also a personal friend. He talked about you very, very highly in terms of your approach to your music,
mm-hmm.
you know, and your inspiration. And where you take your instrument, each instrument that you play, how do you think conceptually for your projects on each instrument that you play?
Well, it it varies. I mean, I definitely am influenced by a ton of drummers, a ton of saxophonists, a ton of bassists.
It's a tough question.
It's a tough question.
Well, let's go to an instrument, tenor sax. I mean, who did you admire as a great tenor saxophonist?
Well, I mean, we can start with, of course, Coltrane.
Of course.
Also, I really, really love Wayne Shorter.
Wayne Shorter, right.
He's one of my favorite composers, saxophonists, human beings. Definitely. And then you have people that are part of my upbringing, say like Tony the Grotti out of New Orleans, or the late Tim Green from New Orleans. What else?
Alto sax.
Alto saxophonist?
Yeah.
Well, there's a ton.
You personally that you admire? Because the way you're playing these instruments, you're playing mm-hmm. them with your interpretation of whatever the song may be, and you're a composer as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this gives you an ups, and also you play piano and Fender Rhodes,
mm-hmm.
organ, flute, drums, Moog bass, and percussion on all tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then some of these are acoustic and others are not. So you understand percussion rhythms as well,
mm-hmm.
And you understand the acoustic concepts and where you have to take the level of the music. Now, all this is running around in that musical mind of yours. So how do you write the prescription for good music for great listeners like myself?
There's no secret. I mean, it's what I have to put out, what I'm hearing. I literally either put it on paper or I record it into Logic, my software, and I just layer on top of it, and I just listen to it for a few days, and I'm like, okay, this is becoming something, you know, and let me add to it, or let me take away. Maybe it has too much, maybe it doesn't have enough, but there's tons of writing techniques that I've learned from a lot of people, and I try to apply that to my own stuff as well, for sure.
So you're 24 hours, 7 days a week. Do you ever go to sleep?
Of course I go to sleep.
No, but with the challenges that you have in the music and the people that you play with, like Justin Cesarek, your father, Roland Guerin, how does he think about your concepts?
I think he likes it.
You think
I
he
hope
likes
so,
it?
Yeah.
How about your mom?
I know she loves it. She's always telling me how I'm constantly growing and how every time I come back home from New York, I don't sound the same.
Yeah, and New York is my home, so I can understand. I learned music at 9 years old, and to see a young man like you to grow at a phenomenal rate, it is truly, you're truly setting not only a standard for yourself, but for other people as well. You know, that makes a major difference in terms of what you have to offer your audience. What can we expect this Saturday? You're playing twice at the Atlanta Jazz Festival.
I'm playing twice. Technically three times, actually.
Go ahead.
So I'll be playing Saturday 3:30 with Terry Lynn Carrington in Social Science. Ingrid Jensen asked me to sit in with her band at 5 p.m. on a contemporary stage, or I forgot which stage it was. I have to recheck. But that's at 5 p.m. on Saturday. And then my group is playing 4:30 p.m. on Sunday.
Your group is named?
Morgan Guerin.
Yep. How many pieces in your group?
Four.
Four?
Yep.
You got a quartet.
Quartet.
Okay, who's in your group?
This will be Letts Torton on keys. He's from New York. Brandon Boone on bass. He's from here.
Right.
Well, he's technically from Augusta, but he's Atlanta, you know? And J.K. Kim on drums. He's from South Korea.
And you're playing?
I'm playing sats in my iwi.
Oh, I want to congratulations. Any closing words for our audience in terms of what the future looks like for you?
The future is bright. the future is bright, never ending.
Never ending. How about for young people your age and below? What do you have for them in inspiration?
You know, give jazz a chance, and don't think that, you know, just because the word jazz may scare you, that the music is bad. You know, because there's a lot of things that people can assume with the word jazz that immediately turns them away, especially people my age. So, you know, keep it alive.
I'd like to thank you, Morgan, for gracing the audience of Jazz Tones here at WCLK. And most of all, I want you to wish you the best in your career. I look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, then take it to
look
the next
level. Look forward to seeing you, too.
Take it to the next level. Thank you very much.